Hello, people of Earth. How Did This Get Made is going back out on the road. That's right. We're going back out on tour to finish what we started. And if you already have tickets, those tickets are still good. But maybe the dates didn't work out the last time. You can still buy tickets. So from October 27th all the way to October 30th, we'll be hitting up some of the best cities in the great states of United. We are going to Indianapolis. We're going to Detroit. We're going to Cleveland. We are going to Chicago. Get your tickets. If you already have tickets, you're still in. And if you need a refund, please contact your point of purchase. The movies are listed on our website at hdtgm.com. We'll see you out on the road.
It's like Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window, but with computer windows. Get it? Full stop. We saw open windows, so you know what that means.
The 713 Music Hall,
talking about Open Windows, a movie that is so Texas, we couldn't finish our tour in Texas without tackling it. That's right. It doesn't take place in Houston, just about 2.5 hours west in Austin. But I have it on very high authority that some of those high-speed chases made it to Houston. So this movie is a Houston film. Now, here's the deal. If you've not seen Open Window, first of all, good for you. Second of all, it's not rated, so it could be anything you want it to be. I will say, I watched this on a plane, and when one of the characters disrobed, I was trying to cover her up with my airplane napkin. And I felt that that made me look more perverted. And because the whole movie's fucking computer windows, she kept on popping up on different parts of my screen. Very unnerving. But the movie stars Elijah Wood. I won't even get into what he is or who he is. I'm just gonna call him Elijah Wood. Who's a super fan of Sasha Gray. That's Jill Goddard. And Jill Goddard is a part of an elaborate scheme. I mean, here's the thing. I can't even really figure out how to give a one-sentence explanation of this. I'm flummoxed already. All I'll say is this. Elijah Wood wins a contest to have a dinner with Sasha Gray. That gets canceled. And then he winds up spying on her and almost killing her. For what reason? We'll get into it. We'll break it down with my two co-hosts. Please welcome Mr. Jason Mantzoukas.
What's up, jerks? How we doing, Houston?
Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho! Paul, I heard you say earlier to this crowd that last night Dallas was talking shit about this city right here, the great city of Houston, and you missed an opportunity to call them the Dallas Liars Club!
Boom!
I screamed it alone in the green room. You said, I told them they were liars, and I said, Dallas Liars Club! Nothing sadder than a 50-year-old man trying to say a joke to himself. I am confident. I'm excited to talk about this movie. I am prepared to say at this very moment for you, Houston, I want to be absolutely truthful and hold nothing back because I am not part of the Dallas Liars Club. I don't know what happened in this movie. If called upon to tell you the plot, I would be unable.
I am
Multiple times I touched my own iPad to see if I could get more of the movie. To see, because I was like, I'm missing, can I get more?
The movie is like a computer game that you can't play.
Your friends are like, oh, it's so cool, don't you get it? And I'm like, it's, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, June Diane Raphael.
I had to get out here. I couldn't let another moment pass. I had to get out here.
Oh my God.
Because
you said backstage, I need to talk to Houston.
I really do
said,
need to talk to everyone.
We have a problem.
And we do. Honestly, I both watched this movie and I could never say to someone, I've seen that movie, because I could never explain what it is.
I was thinking about it, like, well, how can I explain it to people who've not seen it? I can't. I literally can't, because to even explain it, you have to reveal multiple levels, and the movie keeps on changing up until the last 10 minutes where everything is explained, but also is it?
Is everything explained?
I mean, I don't know
who any character is and what their motivations are, full stop.
Okay, I have to say something right away. I do want to be honest tonight for the first time.
Thank you.
Ever.
Because last night we were a part of the Dallas Liars Club, okay? I've said
it
three
times. We really were, and I want to end my membership there. Because I want to be honest in Houston, because I watched this movie on the way from Dallas to Houston. And I also think, everyone, Dallas didn't want us to get here tonight.
Yeah.
Didn't
Dallas
you sense
tried
that?
Very hard.
There was,
to keep
I was
us.
Doing great. I was doing dynamite. I was cruising. I drove. I'm listening to a podcast. It says I'm going to be here at 3:15. Out of nowhere, the estimated time of arrival, 4:56.
That's what happened to us?
Same problem. And at a certain point, the way Paul and I had timed it, I said, I'll have more than enough time to watch this motion picture? Question mark.
I guess technically not.
in the hotel. And then we had that major traffic road closure problem.
I understand more about the traffic problem we had than open windows.
Me too.
Well, what's crazy is because of the structure of the movie being a replica of a desktop, it looks like you're just on your computer watching.
Right. That's right.
I couldn't tell what window I was supposed to be looking at. I was like, where am I? Where's the action I'm supposed to be seeing?
This is like when I was a kid, I got the Sega CD, and I was like, this is going to be the best thing. And there was a game with Corey Feldman. And I was like, oh yeah, I get to play real life stuff. And no, I just watched shitty cutscenes with Corey Feldman. And that's what this movie has the look and feel of. It's just like, you're just watching, imagine seeing this in a theater and only seeing like a quarter of your screen with an image.
But Paul, here's the thing. So I kept on wondering, whose screen are we watching? Like, whose monitor?
Okay, so I agree.
Yeah.
And it changes throughout.
So
for
ultimately,
for Acts 1 and 2, we are watching
the Elijah Wood
character, his computer screen. But then
Nick Chambers?
It does switch in Act 3 to be the point of view of the bad guy.
Well, kind of unravel a little bit, but basically the movie does open with Elijah Wood being caught up in something with a bad guy. At this point, let's just talk about those two characters, because I think it's, as we start to
Should
unravel...
Should we establish first who Sasha Gray plays and what her position is so that we can put it against how Elijah Wood factors into that. So because the movie opens with a trailer for like a sequel to a big time, some sort of big time action horror
Dark
movie.
Skies. By the way,
I want to talk about this because it opens
I wish we had watched that movie.
I wrote
later, I was like, oh, I wish I was watching the movie that the trailer was for.
Was it Dark Skies?
I believe it was Dark
Skies. Dark Skies. They're playing an exclusive scene at Fantastic Fest. And, right? Great, Fantastic Fest, amazing. Although I don't think they would ever have that movie there. But we're watching that, and Elijah Wood's at home watching the live stream of that.
Well, he's not at home.
Oh, sorry, he's at the hotel.
Yeah, he's in the hotel.
He's in the hotel.
Because he maintains a website that is a website dedicated to the actress whose name is, what's her name in the movie?
Jill
Goddard.
Jill Goddard. He maintains the Jill Goddard thing. And
but can I just say this?
Yeah.
His website is called JillGoddardCaught.com, which is the perviest fan site.
I didn't like
caught.
That.
Like, it just is like, got her. Like, no wonder she cancels the dinner with him.
And the opening scene.
I gotta have it with this guy?
The opening scene, he's watching on his computer, he's watching the trailer and the panel promoting the trailer at Fantastic Fest, and he's just taking screenshot
of her
that goes
face.
Like black and white, screenshot.
You don't know, and the movie unravels, because at first you're like, oh, what's this fun, post-apocalyptic bowling alley movie? But then you realize it's a trailer
has telekinesis?
Yeah. Oh, and they're like, oh, you're using telekinesis in this
I
one.
Wish, over and over I wrote in my notes, use your telekinesis.
But here's the thing I want to just quickly talk about, because this is probably the least important detail, but I love it so much. We're at Fantastic Fest, and they cut to like an audience Q&A, which we'll get to later in the show here. And people only refer to these films as the saga. And I was like, I've never heard anyone call like the Star Wars films. Like, I love the saga.
Well, even
I love the no one
the
saw
movie,
saga.
The Twilight Saga is called the Twilight Saga.
Yeah.
But nobody calls it the saga.
Saga.
They just call it Twilight.
Yeah.
Or the Twilight movies.
Exactly.
You know?
Like it's like it was so weird. Like, first of all, big fan of the saga. No one would say that.
I'm a big fan of Brian K. Vaughan's book, Saga.
Me too.
With Fiona Staples.
Amazing.
Comics, everybody, comics. But what then unfolds is, while he's there, Elijah Wood, we're told, is there because he's won a contest that's going to give him an opportunity to meet the woman who he's dedicated his website to for a dinner or an interview or something.
Oh, no, a dinner.
Get
something
like that. Dinner, yeah.
And then he gets a pop-up window that says, click here, blah, 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 to register for the thing, and he does so, and then, boom, someone is talking to him over his computer and is like, you're hacked, I'm inside your system, and sends him on this, the rest of the movie, I think?
Well, hold on.
Well,
I wanna...
even before that, though, let me just say, I was surprised, if I were him, I mean, I have so many questions about him.
I don't know that it is him.
I know, put that aside for, I guess, 1 second. Because if I've entered a contest and I've flown to this place, and I'm in a hotel room, but I haven't done... Like, the information he's being asked to send seems so basic.
Yes,
I'm like, these seem like registration form questions.
Well, that's it. Like, he's already won the contest, but then before the contest starts, it's like, can you re-register? I actually have that clip. Clip two. Let's just watch him. He's, like, sitting, waiting to have dinner, but not go to Fantastic Fest. He's in a hotel near Fantastic Fest.
And I assume, because if I'm him, at that level, you would think you would be at that panel. You would be invited to be in the crowd for the panel of the thing.
The first.
The whole thing for him is a scam. He's being scammed top to bottom.
But
right?
let's take a look at his awkward introduction.
Hi there. I'm Nick Chambers, and I'm the webmaster at
Pause it for 1 second. This is not our computer screen that you're seeing. This is the movie where the computer screen is behind Elijah Wood.
This is where I, like, this is how this movie gave me a panic attack.
Me too.
Because I was like, do I need those? Do I need to know what that is?
There's too many open windows.
I'm going to say it.
Too many open windows.
It's like if you use someone's computer and they have 7,000 things on their desktop and you're like, oh, no, 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 no.
You know, pictures of Jill, scans, videos, articles. Some of my stuff is some of the first posted of her. But that was just lucky. I'm not a reporter. I don't work for an agency. I've never been to Austin before. It's really nice. Actually, I just checked into the hotel a couple hours ago. I still can't believe I'm gonna meet Jill Goddard.
So that's our main character. That's who we're behind. That's who we're rooting for. A creepy dude who takes pictures of a famous actress.
This is, and I assume you said this in your introduction earlier, and maybe I missed it, but just in case not, this is the same filmmaker as the grand piano.
Well,
is it not?
No, I thought it was. I'm calling it a spiritual sequel to Grand Piano, because Grand Piano was a movie in which Elijah Wood needed to play a piano very quickly or he'd be killed. Here is a movie about Elijah Wood who needs to kidnap somebody or he'll be killed. It's part of a trilogy of Elijah Wood being forced to do things against his will. And he's produced both of them.
It's two movies, and I wrote over and over again, I really want to commend Elijah Wood, because in both of these movies, he's acting opposite no one. He has no one to work off of. He basically is having two full movies where he's on some version of a phone call. And that is crazy.
And
it's really crazy to watch him just be like, and then, or it's first person, like, okay, well, where do I go? And you're like, whoa, this must have been impossible.
Yeah. Well, I thought for sure, when I was halfway through the movie, I thought for sure, this is so cool. They did this movie during quarantine.
Oh.
And hats off, like, everybody who created and committed to still finding ways to make art, like, that's so fucking cool. And so I approached this movie with such an open heart. And
an open window.
so many open windows. And then I saw something in it, and I don't know if it was one of her tank tops or spaghetti tanks, but I was like, I think this movie didn't come out recently.
When is it from?
2014.
Really?
Yeah, because I was...
Because I didn't necessarily think it was a pandemic movie, but I would have said it came out much more recently.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There are some moments in this movie, because basically what we have to know, what I guess the catalyst... And there's multiple catalysts in this movie, because the plot changes every 10 to 15 minutes, is that, look, Jill Goddard canceled on you. Let's screw her over and let's spy on her, right?
Yes.
That's the first step.
Oh, it immediately turns into Creep City, USA.
Yeah. He's like, you're already a creep. Let's amp it up. Like, you're just being a creep online. Let's make you a creep in real life,
too. So the guy is talking to Elijah through his phone, and he's saying, just stay where you are. Just keep watching. Click on this. Click on that. And then you'll open it. Because it starts out with him being like, you know, you're here. We're going to make sure you're all set. And then he opens stuff up, and he starts to be like, all right, great. I'm inside her phone. I'm inside her purse. And so other windows start popping up that are other camera angles. This is when I was like, this is not a good movie to watch on an iPad. Because I was like, too many windows. And I didn't know where to look, because some of them just have scrolling text. And I was like, is this important? Do I need to know who's in her contact list? What am I supposed to know?
And that's maybe what's so interesting about this movie, is I bet you could watch it again and look at different windows.
There is a great movie that is a version of this called Time Code. Mike Figgis movie from 20 some odd years ago, where there are four separate movies happening at once. And they're all related, and you can tune into any order you want and still follow a plot.
That's fun.
But they are full screen, fully shot films. Not little slivers of a film in each quadrant.
Correct.
Like, yes, they may be shrunk down to a quadrant, but they are still shot. Like, here, we're grabbing into things. And now, that would be one thing. But then, this fucking movie wants to give us things that are impossible. Like, at one point, Elijah Wood goes, how can you do that? You can't do that. No answer.
Well, also,
like, forget that. Like, he's like, put your video camera up against the window, and all of a sudden you hear like, hey, I'm in the room 366. How is it getting a live feed of audio?
Well, in the middle of this whole thing happening, Elijah Wood's character is hacked a second time by French hackers?
I want to pull up this. This is clip 4. Look at these French hackers. Now, when the French hackers come on, they look just like the bad guys the trailer.
This confused me to no end.
So, like, we already established in this world, there are, well, in this movie world...
glow-in-the-dark eye people.
Yes, and then this call comes in, and here
we go. With glow-in-the-dark... And they, by the way, before you start... These glow-in-the-dark eye people aren't doing glow-in-the-dark eyes as a tribute to the Dark Skies movie.
Which is what I thought at first.
Of course you would!
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? The movie's having its panel right now, and they chime in and are like, we have glowy eyes too. What? So much thought goes into every image we're... So much filmmaker thought goes into every image we're presented with, but in a way that nobody gives that kind of thought to their webcam presence, to their, you know what I mean? Their kind of like, oh, here we are, we're gonna hack into this thing. Okay, we need to make sure our frame is good and we've got our glowy eyeglasses on and our glowy eyes don't relate to the other glowy eyes. And I was like, I don't know.
And I know it's gonna figure into the plot and a second we'll reveal it, but they start calling him Nevada. And I'm like, hold on, I don't even know this guy's name. Now he's Nevada, which will come into play. But take a look at the French.
Hello.
Hello.
First of all, we want to assure you that nobody can detect or trace this line. It's personalized software we've recently created ourselves, so if you want to talk to us, you are completely safe.
Well, what? What do you want?
We want to work for you, Nevada.
What? What did you just call me?
Nevada?
I just also had a thought, and Jason, because I know you're like a tech gear person, as am I, but...
I'm a gear person, I'm not much
of a
tech person.
Yeah, you're the tech person.
Okay, again, I'm 50.
How do those glasses... like, are you blinding yourself with the... yellow, like, because where's the yellow light? That I would imagine that hurting your eyes.
My assumption would be there must be some. My guess is they're looking at blackness.
Okay.
And the yellow light is coming out.
The light is projecting out only.
Because, like, when you look at infrared, you see yellow and it's black.
Oh, I don't think these are functional glasses.
So these are just for computer hackers? Like, are these just like hacker glasses? Like, you go, like, I do want some fun hacker glasses. I don't want to just be like...
Oh, you think these are specific hacker glasses?
Well, what was the... you just said they're not functional, so then they're just for hacking.
Oh, wow. I felt it. Wow, that's... now, huh. Are there such a thing? I'm sure there's some sort of hacker here. No?
They'll never reveal themselves, right, Nevada?
We tried. This whole thing was a ruse just to get to Nevada, who's here.
And is me! Clip up.
No,
I'm
my
Nevada.
Assumption is these glasses are meant to just be a mask. You know, something that is a obfuscates their face. But again, just don't have any visual component at all. Or wear like a full-blown mask or whatever, but none of it made sense.
The thing, so right before this happens, before these guys show up, I was so obsessed that Elijah Wood, when he first speaks to, what's that guy's name, Cole?
Cole, right? I believe his name is Cord. Cord.
Cord. Cord. Cord. Thank Cord. You.
Don't worry about it. I had subtitles on. C-H-O-R-D is how they had
yes.
it spelled.
Yes, I saw that too.
Like a cord
musical.
You plug in. Oh,
yes.
No. Yeah, exactly. Like a
yes.
music cord.
But when Elijah Wood is first talking to him on the through the computer, through one of the windows... He says, he asks him about how he checked into the hotel, and Elijah Wood says that he was handed a camera at reception.
Yeah.
And I'm like, for what purpose?
Well, for the purposes of the plot of the movie.
Sure.
But what should have happened is he should have said,
why would
that
I
should have been a red flag.
Need this?
Except that the reality, we have to remember that he is Nevada. Spoiler for this dumb fucking movie. The Elijah Wood that we're watching for the entire movie is Nevada.
Which I don't think checks out.
You don't? Oh, you think there's a plot? You think there's a plot hole?
Wait. Okay.
So
the only thing I went back on, though, Paul, this is where I am a Elijah Wood as Nevada supporter. And because I had the thought once I realized that that's where we were going, I was like, did we ever see him off the screen, off the window?
Right.
And we don't ever.
Well, the only time we see, Elijah Wood in the entire movie is Nevada. I believe.
By the way, everybody, if you are listening to this podcast at home, this is a great time to pull out a pen and paper.
Yeah.
Because we are going to need you to keep track of it visually.
My presumption is I think the film would like us to believe that we see Nevada for the entirety of the movie up until the point where we see unconscious Elijah Wood slumped against his steering wheel. That's the only time
that's
we see
that's the guy from the gas station.
The only guy he got from a gas station.
That's then real Elijah Wood.
Then he had Elijah Wood level prosthetics that he put
but they
on
weren't,
his face.
They were made of like hard plastic.
They were made of like chicken cutlets that women put on in their bras on set.
But when he put them down, and
they were wobbly.
We'll get to where he in his lair. They made clink noises. Like
that's not
clink.
His
that's
lair.
That's not his lair, Paul.
That's not
that's
his
cords.
Lair. That's Cord's lair.
Wait.
That's Cord's.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
no.
Yes.
No, because. No, wait, hold on. No, wait. Who agrees with me that is the lair of the other guy?
What do you mean the other guy? That's Cord's lair.
No, Cord. Wait. All right, let me give you my defense, okay? Cord went in and shot Nevada and took over his lair. Oh, no, he blew it up, right?
Yes.
He stole
all his stuff, and he set up a fuck room for him and Jill Goddard.
With all of her favorite movies and books, which
like,
I did appreciate.
I'm going to blow it up, and he says at one point, don't worry, no one will find us here for a long time. A very long time.
But
correct me if I'm wrong. When Cord reveals who he is, have we ever seen him before?
No.
No.
And they hold on his face. I'm like, who is that?
I thought, I was racking my brain. I was like, is this the moderator from the Fantastic Fest?
I thought it was the producer.
I thought it was the ex-boyfriend. I couldn't make heads or tails out of that reveal.
Okay. Because
it's a real reveal.
Yes, but Cord, I think he's just a crazy fan.
Yes, he is.
He is. But can I walk it back one more step? You said we've never seen Elijah Wood off a computer screen, but Elijah Wood is Nevada. He goes into that hotel room and he's taking screen grabs of Jill Goddard before he gets any interruption. So he is.
That's Nevada doing that.
Right.
Yes.
But at that point, Cord is not watching him do anything.
He's in his computer.
Before he calls?
Yes.
Yes.
How do we know that?
Because
we don't know it, but we intuit it.
Because I thought that once he records the video, that's when Cord is able to get in.
No.
He goes, I'm in.
So once Cord, you know what?
I hate this so much.
I'm mad at you, Houston.
I really am too, Jason.
Prior to the entire events of the movie, Cord goes to Nevada's lair, shoots him, steals his servers,
yes,
so he can set up all of the things that unfold. At which point, Nevada, having survived the shooting, goes into defense mode, kidnap some guy who looks like Elijah Wood.
I felt so badly
for
that guy.
From a gas station. This guy has no idea what's up.
This guy is like, just a perv.
No, not that guy.
No, Elijah Wood is a normal perv, and then Nevada is playing the villain.
No.
What?
The guy at the gas station is not, he's not the, like, webmaster of Jill Goddard Caught.com.
He's a guy from
is
a,
he?
He's a
Wait,
dude.
Wait, Jason, we're wrong there.
No, yeah.
Wait, we are?
Yeah, Nick runs the website, but then they make the website super popular, right? Or there's something where the website becomes viral.
Then why does he say, I picked up this guy from a gas station?
Because that was the cover. The cover was, like, look, okay, so Nevada is like Banksy. Nevada is like Banksy in the sense that Banksy does non-hurtful pranks.
He's a white hat hacker.
And not even a hacker. He just does like crazy shit. Like he defaces art, whatever. I don't know. Or whatever.
No, but that is important. And I just will stop there for a second because there is, the French crew have a whole line about how Nevada doesn't have any real victims.
And
so
he
it
doesn't
seems
hurt
like,
anybody.
Yes, he seems like he's just a chaos.
A chaos
monster.
Agent.
Yeah.
So okay, so this is how I understand it.
And Banksy's a good comparison, I think.
Yes.
That's smart.
I think Banksy has a point of view and something to say about the world we live in.
You don't think Nevada does?
No, I don't. I don't think it's a good
comparison. We don't know Nevada because we only see him on defense mode.
But we know his work.
Well, let's see. Let's take a look. Can we pull up clip? This is clip 6. This is all the work that Nevada has done. And we'll decide if he's Banksy after this. Here we go. Clip 6.
Do you remember this? That was Nevada. He organized the heist, took the ransom money, and returned the painting damaged. This is the police detective who disappeared overnight after arranging the ransom payment. And this is the restorer who charged a fortune to remove the stain from the painting. Look closely. They are both Nevada. Remember when little Danny was rescued and it was all a hoax?
Can you pause for a second? What do you mean, look closely, they're both Nevada? What, no.
Yeah, they don't.
If you look closely, they're still two different men. Like,
and now
foundationally.
Now there's a baby.
Look closely. They're both Nevada. How?
But then, like, they're working in tandem, but I think what that...
Is Nevada, like, a collective? No, it's not. It ends up just being...
But I think they're stealing all this money to rescue this baby, I think. Hit play.
What?
Remember when little Danny was rescued and it was all a hoax? The Guinea flu epidemic. When Marker financials disappeared and the Wall Street extortions... They were all Nevada operations.
Can you pause? Panda security and defense intelligence team up to help me. What's Panda? Is Panda, oh, I'm sorry, that's not Panda Bear. What is Panda? This is a, okay. We've hit on it. This part of the movie stresses me out. Because I'm trying to read everything on screen. Because it must be integral to the movie. Wrong.
Yeah.
In fact, none of it is.
And honestly, if you are reading everything on screen, which I think you were doing, Paul, like, now you're coming up with crazy theories. Like, he's trying to steal from the rich to save little baby Danny. Like, that's not
right. I don't know,
right.
But it's like, and I don't want to sound like too American, but the French accents are making it hard for me to understand all the intricacies of what's going on.
And I'm like, do I need to know food notes from August 2007?
I mean, click on
I
the funny faces.
I do.
Listen, I think we're just supposed to assume that these people took the fall for Nevada, right? Although I'm like, little baby Danny too?
Is this saying that baby Danny's rescue was the rescue was as a result of Nevada's
That's what
hacking?
I think. Well, like, let's just say this. We can't confirm or whether or not he's Banksy, but we can just say that Nevada is a prankster with questionable motives.
So okay, he's so. Not, I agree with you in the sense that, like, and I think I'm right, the movie would like us to believe, or the French hackers would like us to believe, Nevada is not a terrorist. He's
right.
not somebody
yes.
who he's perpetrating, he's bilking money out of, like, the art world, or he's doing
right.
things
Right, he's,
that,
like, exposing fakes. But okay, but regardless of that, because we don't need to, this is how this movie gets you. We don't need to know
about it. I know, you
don't
need any of that. Although you, it's tricky, because I do think the French want to believe that these crimes are victimless, but I think...
I mean, they're French.
And yeah, so there's that. But I thought that they were satisfied because the crimes were victimless, but more than that, they were obsessed with Nevada because he's such a good hacker.
Yes.
So it's not about the content of what he does. It's about the form and how he's able to do it.
And we know he's a good hacker because he doesn't wear the yellow glasses. He wears a sex mask.
Well, they are... Well, not when they... No.
When he's in his lair.
No.
That's Cord.
That's Cord.
I know when Cord shoots him, he's also wearing a sex mask.
No, he's not.
What is he wearing?
He's wearing like a beanie.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was covering the bottom of his face.
You don't see his face. You never see Nevada's face. He's wearing... It's like cropped
beard.
Okay,
got it.
And he's just wearing the jacket that Elijah's wearing at the end. And then when Elijah takes the prosthetics off, he's in darkness.
Okay.
So we never see Nevada full stop.
Okay, so wait. But let me just go back...
In the light. We see him physically.
Let me just go back to what I think. All right, so... we can debate Nevada. Put Nevada over here.
I hated this movie. I wrote here. Who here listened? Was it called Grand Piano?
Yes. Yeah.
Who here listened to that episode? Okay. I wrote here. Oh, I wish this was happening to the same guy from Grand Piano, and that he was like again.
Put Banksy Nevada on the side. OG Elijah Wood runs Jill Goddard. Caught.com. He believes that he has won a contest. Now that's Cord setting him up.
Wait,
but hold on.
None of that's true.
I know it's not true.
You are building a castle on sand. Hold on.
Just give me 1 second. OG Elijah Wood runs Jill
That doesn't exist.
Okay. Break it down once I just build two levels. That's all I need to build.
Okay, go ahead.
OG Elijah Wood runs JillGoddard.com. Then, okay, Cord is going to get Jill Goddard, so he's going to set up Nick Chambers by creating a fake contest. So that guy flies to Austin, Nevada knocks him out, and that's where OG Elijah Wood ends. And then Nevada, as Elijah Wood, takes over everything forward.
I don't think so. I don't think so, because...
Wow!
I don't...
That makes sense, right?
That's not the movie I saw. I don't
know.
So when Nevada at the end of the movie says, "That's just some guy I picked up at a gas station."
What does that mean?
He's referencing the guy who he picked up at the gas station is the guy who maintains the website
JillGoddard.com. Yes, they created a
really?
Fake thing. Yes, because JillGoddard.com had been around for a long time, and Cord has his fucking, wants to do the fuck fest thing with...
So the unconscious Elijah Wood in the car at the end of the story is the creep who runs...
Yes.
Who runs JillGoddardCaught.com.
But just...
He's not just some innocent bystander.
No, he is.
I thought he was just a body.
No.
So
like
too.
Any one of us.
I'm with June.
No, we're all
Fred.
In agreement. This is Team Sanity just breaking down the line. Because here it is. Huh. I'm not saying that any of it makes any more sense. I'm just saying that like the base level of it is, okay, what do we need to know?
But here's what I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand. How does Nevada know that Cord has his eyes on the guy at the gas station?
He does say that. He says, once you stole my servers, I like made it my mission to take you down or whatever.
Right.
Some version. He says something like, once you shot me and I recovered and you stole my tech, I made it my mission to destroy you.
So I guess what we need to know is this. OG Elijah Wood runs the Jill Goddard site. Nevada knows that Cord's master plan, the only thing Cord wants to do is fuck Jill Goddard, right? So Cord sets up Nevada because he knows that Nevada can control the internet. So okay.
No, yes. he doesn't set up Nevada. He kills Nevada, he thinks,
right,
to take his tech,
right,
because he needs his,
yes,
tech to trick the, I guess, what you're calling OG Elijah Wood, again, who we never meet consciously.
Yes.
He tricks, so he can use that tech to trick Elijah Wood Prime into executing all of the steps of the
so
movie
he
that
would
we
be
see.
Innocent.
But Nevada thinks, oh, I need to get my tech back, so I'm going to intercede by clobbering Elijah Wood Prime, putting him in the trunk of my car, taking him over with Mission Impossible level mask work, and then going head to head with Nevada. True?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
but here's, yes, my, yes, question.
Wow.
I guess I'll get on board with that, but here's my... I'm so upset right now. I'm so upset. What does Cord want from this?
Oh,
because,
I know.
Okay, I'd like to understand that. Because
he wants the world to think she's dead.
So he
so
can live
can
with
live
her?
They live in a bunker together with all of her favorite things that has a kitchen and a bed. He wants them to
He did
be,
set it up real
he
nice.
He wants them to Brendan Fraser and Christopher Walken movie live in a bomb shelter like they're in love.
Or like,
right?
The Room or Room,
he wants
the Brie
to,
Larson movie.
He doesn't
movie,
just
like,
want to fuck
okay.
her. He's not trying to like grab her so he can fuck her.
Yeah.
He wants to live. He says people will be safe down here. Nobody will find us for a very long time.
Like
and
that's why
what
he sets
wants.
Up. He sets up the
okay.
fake. He sets up the fake sex video so everyone in the world watches it, then kills her or executes her publicly,
but doesn't. He sets up the fake sex video, then the fake execution video,
you're
both
right.
of which are fakes.
But I do still feel like if I'm Cord, someone, I hope, if I were to die in the same way that she dies in this movie, God forbid.
She
but
doesn't die.
But just in the cultural understanding,
okay?
If all of a sudden I died that exact same way, I would hope that someone would go to that explosion site and look for remains.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
It's too big. It blew up too much.
No, there's definitely, there's a, I
Paul,
mean.
Paul, you're saying you wouldn't go and
okay,
check
June,
to see what you
here,
could find?
Here's the thing. Okay,
the
she is behind a gas,
wasn't even
she is
big.
Behind a gas, she is less than a foot behind a gas tanker.
Multiple.
She blew up. There's no remains.
I'm gonna
Why
middle ground
waste
this.
The police on that.
I'm gonna middle ground this. If Cord really wanted to pull it off, he would have pulled one or two of her teeth out and left them at the explosion site so that there were remains that could be identified.
Honestly, I would even be more suspect.
Because
and
you're
I
telling
would
me
go
she
look
evaporates?
For remains for you. I would be more suspect if Paul was in the exact same scenario and I went to that site and only found one tooth. Okay, and that's it. Like, that's
well, by
even
the way,
stranger.
But by the way, look, we know the Austin police are shit.
Whoa.
Right? So, not like the Houston police. They're on top of their fucking game.
I mean, here's the deal. Defund them all.
Honestly, Austin, Houston.
No, but I think what he was trying to do is create an explosion so massive that everything would have melted. Now, is that technically possible?
Know.
Why are we worrying about it? Because that's the least of the plausibility issues that we need to deal with.
I guess I was just trying to understand when he says very long time, you know, because to me, I would hope someone would come searching.
I would go looking
within,
for you.
Thank
but
you.
I wouldn't know how to find a tooth in all that wreckage.
There was a lot of...
I got to take care of two kids now. I'm going to search for a tooth. I'm making peanut butter sandwiches for lunch. I got to go get a tooth, too. I'm doing drop-offs. I'm doing pickups.
I
got to go look for a fucking tooth.
I guess I'll
try, but I don't have all this time. I got 15, 20 minutes, maybe.
I believe that some obsessed deep dive fan has blown my wife up.
I'm going to try my best to get out there soon. These kids got to go down by 7:30. And then I can't leave the house.
When I...
I can't go out for dinner on this tour. I got kids to go back to.
The frequency with which I write the phrase, the sentence, not sure where to look. First, here it is.
You're feels caught like, in the wrong movie.
Feels like I'm missing plot elements. Not sure where to look. A little rear window, a lot alone in the dock. Not sure where to work. Where to look, rather. I write it over and over. I don't know what I'm supposed to be. I don't know where the information I'm meant to be taking
it
in
is. It was in front of us
the
entire time.
It was. I don't think it was.
The other information is obscuring us, making us think it's smarter.
I'm willing to follow the theory that you just presented about the plot of the movie. And I think that's probably right. But riddle me this. At the end...
By the way, how much... And I want to be absolutely very clear. I think Elijah Wood is incredible and is an incredible actor.
He's doing amazing work.
But imagine, if you will, after you have just said riddle me this, if it was Paul Dano. Like, that's a creep who's in the fucking thing.
Well,
I'm
and
like,
that's the thing.
That's Batman. That's the new Batman movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that is the thing about Elijah Wood. He's so likable, and so there's such a
warmth to him.
I didn't
think of him as the webmaster of JillGodardCot.com. I'm like, no, this dude's out like partying. This dude's
like,
no,
he just likes this actress.
Because he's got the... Wait, who's this creep? Oh, boy, wait, this fucking creep.
I'm a fucking creep because I got all the buttons buttoned. We have to wait 40 minutes to see that sweet Elijah Wood neck? 40 minutes, I wrote it down. That's when we get the good stuff. Ooh, yeah. But here's the thing.
Wait, let me just say, so if all of what you said is true, which I will allow... If that's all true, then what happens at the end of the movie when Elijah Wood, Nevada, is with her, with Jill Goddard at the very end? What footage are we watching? What's happening
to the cameras?
The ping pong cameras. What? But what?
The ping pong cameras, June.
Wait. What? But those ping pong cameras.
June, it's all about the PPCs.
What the fuck is a ping pong camera?
What is that?
Also, why do...
But
when
but my point, Jason, is where is that footage going to? Who's
and
watching
coming from?
That? Right, it's... Why are they
whose
filming...
Whose screen are
if
we watching?
If this is the end, who's that for?
And who's it... Who is watching the footage we are witnessing?
A better hacker than Nevada.
The French?
Us? The
is
viewer?
That what
I don't know.
I would have liked it more if they turned to us and said, like...
Is this what you want?
So close your goddamn computer. You goddamn perverts.
It can't run properly if you've got all these windows open.
Okay, I got it. Okay, what we're watching is security footage of the fuck bunker. So at a certain point when a long time passes... Cord could look back at all the great times they had in the fuck bunker.
All of these...
Well, you're right. Cord did say he was going to record every bit of it. I guess I'm just like, but who's watching it now?
But via ping pong camera, it's not great video.
Right, but aren't we as the audience to understand at the end, as we near toward the end, that all of those windows we've been essentially watching on Nevada's screen?
No, we switch off and on because once Elijah Wood is in the car accident, we're on different screens. We're on Cord screen.
We're on Cord.
We're on Cord screen.
Cord is wearing a camera mounted to his head, and so we're seeing the footage he's recording of. We're seeing first person. Like the movie vacillates between first person footage and webcam footage,
and sometimes rearview mirrors.
Wait a second. Is he named Cord as in recording?
Well, I thought it was Cord as in C-O-R-D, like you're like a computer cord. But the subtitles told me it was C-H-O-R-D. So I was like, oh well, I guess not.
I guess here's the thing. I'm like a mystery head. You know, I love to figure out mysteries. And I think that you guys
You're a
really,
real Hardy boy.
I really am. And I'm just, I think of you both as so smart. And it was right in front of the entire time, the CD. Of course, OG Elijah Wood would listen to that CD. It wasn't there by accident. It's one of the best clues in the whole movie.
Oh, yeah.
It unraveled
and
the whole thing.
And Court says, this isn't the kind of music you like. It's almost as if someone else, and then he gets distracted by something.
And man, oh man, that's when the director just serves it up, and you're like, I'm a fucking idiot.
And that's
and
where
you're like, I have egg on these, my face.
That's where some of these people are like, I get it now. I figured it out.
Wow, he got us so good.
He got us so good. I mean, that's like a Sixth Sense level twist, because you have to know what Nevada's into. And that was what was on some of those behind the screen screens. By the way, could we just pull up that one moment there was CD reveal? That's clip 9. Clip 9 on the CD reveal, because this is a great moment. It's positioned also as if, and of course I'm joking, as if you would ever have known or figured this out. It's like, haha, you fucking dummy. He was dead the whole time. But here we go.
By the way, this CD is mine. The band is called Suicide, and they are awesome.
I feel like that. I do feel like that is Elijah Wood promoting Suicide as a band.
That's right.
Like, truly.
It's
good for
also
him.
2014, and I'm betting not many people were popping in CDs anymore in their car at that point.
I'm still on board for it.
Okay.
If I was producing and starring in and making one of these movies, I'd be like, and by the way, this is Joni Mitchell's Hejira, and I love it. It would have made so much more sense to me. Because the movie opens at the panel where they insinuate that her ex-boyfriend who made the movie is suggesting that she has an unreleased sex tape.
It's not her ex-boyfriend. The producer. She dates the actor. The producer using the tragedy as he once again uses her death. He was using her sex tape to promote the film.
That's who I mean.
And then also used it, her death, to promote the movie.
So all of those people, the movie establishes people who have motive who never return in the entirety of the movie.
No.
Like, the agent who is ball gagged and electrocuted disappears.
By the way,
disappear.
What was going on there? That was like literally Michael Keaton, Batman, Joker villain shit. Like, he is electrocuting him and he's smoking. Like,
an electrical,
oh my God.
An electrical ball gag?
And I'm also realizing that once she's kidnapped, she never asks another question about that gentleman.
I don't think she loved
him.
I don't think she loved him.
Really?
No.
To be fair, he's an agent.
And that's why I'm realizing now I forgot about him, because he was utterly...
He was trying to get her to renegotiate. He wasn't listening to her.
So wait a second, though. But when Cord does the internet poll, and it turns out that 10% of the people who went onto that website left so that she wouldn't die, is that... That's the percentage she asked for
He says 50% of, right? Is it 50?
Yeah,
he says if 50% of you leave now, she will live.
But it's only 10%.
And in fact, the viewership skyrockets because that's who you are.
But is that how much she was asking for her renegotiation for the saga?
No. She wasn't. That has nothing to do with the saga.
No, this was
saga conversation is a private conversation. She's like, I'm done with this fucking producer.
Nothing is a private conversation. Cord has access to her phone.
No. But I'm saying the renegotiation is a private, like, he's just basically trying to be like,
the internet
care. I guess I'm giving Cord more credit than he's.
Right. No,
he's
not that
clever.
Yeah.
He is very clever, but not that clever.
I thought he was trying to say to her, like, you fucking idiot actress, you didn't deserve that race.
No, the opposite. He's saying, I love you so much, the internet, the people,
they would rather watch you die. I would log off.
I am going to let you live with someone who loves you.
I see.
In a bunker.
Exactly,
says this woman.
I'm going to go out to the audience. I'm going to go out to the audience and see what you have to say.
I can't recommend enough that you don't.
All right. Best French accent, your name and your question.
Je m'appelle Jonathan.
Oh, great.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Jonathan.
Thank you. Okay, I felt very unsafe during this movie, specifically...
Yes!
When the Frenchmen were trying to explain Nevada's exploits and decided to specify that it's over-the-top crazy stuff that doesn't really make any sense, but they promise by the end it will, I felt like the screenwriter was talking to me, and I didn't trust it was going to make sense.
And you're right, it didn't.
It didn't.
There is a point where some character says to him, "Do you understand?" And I wrote in quotes, "Do you understand?" Question mark, dot, dot, dot. No! I didn't understand.
Anything.
Every time they tried to provide exposition, I felt like I was more confused. Genuinely more confused, because the movie is constantly upending itself. You know, and all of these kind of found footage type of movies, they're cheating so often so that they can keep the found footage element. This one only hurts itself with that.
Who has a good question? You have a good question? Your name and the best French accent, your question.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Michaela.
Okay, great.
I have an observation.
Okay.
We said earlier that we didn't see Cord at all before. But I'm relatively sure that he is the first fan in the audience at the Fantastic Fest.
Oh!
Cord's at the Fantastic Fest?
I'm going to give you a geostorm.
Whoa!
So
wow, so he asks a question, then leaves. Did other people think this too? Oh, okay, good call. So good. Well, by the way, I feel you guys are watching these movies too close.
I know. It's like, that's the thing. If you
live your lives.
I really feel that. I'm like, if you did understand this movie, like, that's not something to be proud of.
You have, you have other, give yourself to other things. Yeah. Watch them, but you know what? Like,
all right. Here we go. Obviously, there's a lot of things we're going to leave on the table here. But at the end of the day, we don't like this movie. It fucked us up. But there are people out there with a different opinion. It is now time for second opinions.
5 stars at night are big and bright. Time for second opinions. Paul, Jason, June are in the room. Time for second opinions about a Windows flick that's kinda slick. Time for second opinions on a cyber chase that all took place deep in the heart of Texas.
Ah! Yeah!
Yeah!
Second opinions! Woo! What's your name?
Burton French. My last name's actually French.
Great job, Burton
wow.
French. All right.
I mean, do we need any more?
Open Windows has 41% 5-star reviews. 41% 5-star reviews on Amazon. Steven Sheinberg writes, "It's a thriller with twists and turns. Not entirely plausible, but one cannot expect plausibility in fiction." 5 stars. Bobby writes, "I liked Open Windows because my stepdad, who at one time worked in the Pentagon, taught me that computers can be manipulated when I was around 10. I have proof of him being in the Pentagon."
Oh boy.
5 stars.
Wow.
Oh brother.
Cliente de Amazon writes this. In 2014, right when the movie came out, "Tired of found footage films that go nowhere for more than an hour and try to wrap up everything in the last 5 minutes with a lazy reveal of a twist? Then give this film a try." "I saw a lot of bad reviews out there, and I ended up liking this film a lot. Why? Because it tries to bring something new to the table.
it might not be the best story ever, but the way it was shown to me was great, and it worked. The story kept me entertained, and even when you might see some twists coming, you don't feel cheap or tired. Worth a watch for some. Worth a buy for me. 5 stars. A very nice alternative to the tired, quote-unquote, found footage. Boom, there it is.
Well,
now,
you're right. I mean, being that this was, what did you say, 2013 or something?
14.
14? This is that era of found footage movies. So it makes a little more sense, because when I first thought it was a recent movie, I was like, oh, are we still doing found footage movies? So
right.
It does make a little bit more sense that it's of that moment.
Sure.
And it's I guess, well done in the sense of, like, it's people being, I mean, Elijah Wood is great, and I'm enjoying it, but I felt like I was old. It made me feel old. The cacophony of windows on screen made me feel genuinely like...
And as somebody who loves multiple windows on screen, I felt right at home.
I really was like, I don't know what's up here. This is stressing me out.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple things about it. The domestic gross of this film was $1,750.
Oh no.
The worldwide gross.
But I mean, did it get released?
I don't know. It's not rated,
imagine.
So I can't imagine. The worldwide gross was $550,000. And
this seems like one of those things that went to like MIPCON and got released internationally, and that's it.
I believe you're
but
right.
Also, most of the work on this movie, that's why I thought it was a quarantine movie, is done just with people on a computer screen and. I mean, the editor.
Yeah.
So how much did it cost to make?
No budget.
$120 million. No, I agree with you.
There's not that much production value.
And the fact that it's not rated suggests to me that I bet it wasn't even really released.
Yeah.
It was a foreign sale market. That's
yeah,
my
it
guess.
Was something that happened to us.
Because Elijah Wood means something, so much means something internationally, that my guess is that's the marketplace.
Because of Grand Piano.
Because of course, people are like, they're just...
That's an international hit, you don't need to speak English,
yes.
You just watch it, and you get it.
The movie was filmed in real time, which I didn't put together ultimately, but yes, there's no break, there's no moment. It is from the movie.
Oh, it's a real-time movie.
Yeah.
And the director said, if you don't like the film, it's okay to slap him in the face.
Wait, and forgive me, but it is or it is not the same director as Grand Piano?
It is not. I thought it was. It was recommended to me as...
But it's the same producers and
yes,
obviously
and
the same star.
And the director, Nacho Villagondo, who directed The Amazing Time Crimes.
Oh.
And VHS and Viral and Colossal. Like, great stuff.
Great director.
And I think that this is actually an interesting premise. But he did write and direct this one, so we'll talk to him about it. But he also plays the director of Dark Skies.
Okay, cool.
I will say this. Was I frustrated by the movie? Yes. Did I not understand the movie entirely? Yes. Was I shocked and pleasantly surprised multiple times? Yeah, I was like, whoa, oh. And then I agree with that gentleman who spoke first. There were some unnerving moments there, especially that scene of her, like him making her do something. And I think it is effective and also not great. So I would say, yeah, I would say watch it because it's interesting enough. No? All right, well, that's my opinion. My opinion is it's interesting enough.
No, I had the same experience. Now, I wish I watched it in private. You know, I was fortunately watching with someone looking over my shoulder, but... I also felt like, oh, what this movie has to say, and also knowing that Sasha Gray wants to play this role and we're learning something about her and her experience in the world through this role in the movie, I was like, this is effective in the way it's shot and all the windows. It's effective on telling us that one story, which is, you know, women and web girls and porn actresses being consumed and discarded and killed and how people really feel about them after what they get from them. So that, I was like, oh, there, that point of view and what the movie has to say there is well done.
And also, it is a truly an indictment of toxic fandom.
Absolutely.
Like, these are, like the fan base of these movies of hers are toxic to a degree that is, like, they are committing acts of true violence in order to, like...
be close.
But I do think that's what it is. It is all about, truly, like, I think both Elijah Wood Prime and Cord are toxic fans who are putting her in a position of true danger.
Even OG Elijah Wood is that, because I looked at some of those images on his screen. Some of the screen grabs he had of her were sleeping.
Oh, it's Creep City USA.
It was super creepy, yeah.
It's Creep City USA, aka Dallas?
Jason, so what, you kind of fall in line or no? Don't recommend it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, sure, why not? You know, is it successful? Here's what I'll say. I wonder if I would have enjoyed this more on a big screen. Watching on my iPad was confounding. I truly, every window was so small. Once you separate images into such small pieces on a small device, it was very hard to follow. I'm not used to consuming videos in tiny formats as an old person, so I did not like that. But I thoroughly, I do. I find Elijah Wood so compelling. I loved him in Grand Piano. I loved him in this. I enjoyed it on that level, but boy, it really was hard to follow. It didn't make sense. And I was constantly thinking, I gotta look at that screen. What's happening over there? Like, because there were passive windows open showing things that I was like, am I supposed to be tuning into the ball gagged agent? Oh, I don't think so. Five stars.
All right, Jason, anything you want to plug, tell people about?
I will recommend on Amazon Prime the TV show Paper Girls.
Yes.
Based on the Brian K. Vaughan Cliff Chang comic book series, which itself is absolutely fantastic, and I cannot recommend enough. The book is great. The TV adaptation is absolutely terrific. And if you stick around through the rest of the season, guess what, motherfuckers? I'm in that shit. It is so good. Please watch it. It is so deserving of your eyeballs. Watch every episode. Give it 5 stars. Paper Girls on Amazon Prime. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
June?
Well, I am in a couple episodes of Phoebe Robinson's new show, Everything is Trash, which is airing on Freeform. And I think maybe you can download it and all sorts of things. But I think I'm in the next two. So it's really funny and wonderful.
Past guest on the show?
Yeah, Phoebe Robinson, great on the show. And then I'll just quickly plug that I do the show, another podcast called Unspooled. We're trying to get these two on. We actually just had to bump them because Quentin Tarantino came on an episode about 2 weeks ago. He's a fan, so we made some room for him. And that was great, but we are doing a whole series of heroes and villains. We just did Fatal Attraction, and we had RoboCop and a bunch of other stuff. And then every Thursday, Rob Hubel and I do a free show. Jason pops up, June pops up on it occasionally, and it's on YouTube and Twitch. You can watch that. And next week, I believe, Star Trek Lower Decks comes out, and that's a great show, and new season of that right there. And Jason, you also are in a Star Trek show.
Oh, yeah. I want to just also double down on Lower Decks is incredible.
One of my favorite
shows on, and I'm so excited it's coming back. I am on Star Trek Prodigy, which is fantastic. Also, look at that.
See,
look
I change it from
that's
19
me 19. In the middle, the weird guy. And this show is terrific, like kid adventure Star Trek show. So we'll check this out.
With the amazing Kate Mulgrew. Everybody, this has been an amazing night. Thank you so much for coming out on this Sunday.
You did it, Houston. You did it.
Thank you for coming out tonight. Thank you so much, Houston.
Great work, Houston.
Thank you.
Thank you for everybody following us for these 3 shows. I know there are a handful of you. Thank you. We appreciate you. We appreciate all of you. We appreciate the staff of the 713 Music Hall. Thank you so much for coming.
Standing ovation. Standing ovation. That's right, Houston. You get it. Dallas sat on their asses.
That is a good way to get a standing ovation. Make them get them while they're leaving. Bye, everybody.